from New York City, we present Gene Hirschholt in another Dr. Christian story called Back to You. Presented for your enjoyment by the Cheesebro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline, and producers of Vaseline Petroleum Jelly, Vaseline Hair Tonic, and other Vaseline specialties. If someone asked you quickly to name your body's most important organs, you'd probably forget to name one of the most important of all, your skin. It's not only the largest organ, but one of the most varied in its functions. It protects, it eliminates, it regulates the body temperature. But most important of all, unbroken skin is our first line of defense against infection. It is this importance of the skin that accounts for the important place Vaseline Jelly has in America's home medicine cabinets. For Vaseline Jelly is an ideal first aid for every little cut, burn, scrape, bruise, or minor irritation. And it's wonderful in soothing rough, chapped skin. Remember, Vaseline Jelly has a threefold action. One, it forms a protective film that helps keep infection out when the skin is broken. Two, it soothes the irritated skin and assists healing. Three, it softens and lubricates the skin by supplementing the natural oils. Don't be without Vaseline Jelly. Get some tomorrow at your druggist's. A convenient tube or jar of Vaseline Jelly costs only 10 cents, and you'll find it one of the most valuable and necessary items in your family's medicine cabinet. Well, here we all are now in the Columbia Playhouse just off Broadway, and the curtain is going up on Gene Hirschholt's Dr. Christian drama, Back to You. Featured in the play are Miss Josephine Hull, Broadway star as Grandma Nelson, Miss Gloria Holden, one of Hollywood's rising young players, as Rita Wells, Charles Webster, veteran stage and radio character actor as Kent Lewis, and Frank Butler as Ted Nelson. Now, as the curtain rises, picture to yourself the doctor's comfortable offices in River's End, where everybody in the village brings his troubles, mental, spiritual, and physical. Rita Wells, local society girl with an interest in social work, is temporarily helping out the doctor.
Come in. Come in. Oh, come in, Rita.
Dr. Christian.
My goodness, Rita. What's all the excitement?
Oh, I didn't mean to rap so loudly, but Mr. Lewis, Ken Lewis is in the reception room.
Why, Rita, what's so upsetting about that? I've known Ken for years.
Oh, not like this, Doctor. There's something wrong. Why, he's pacing back and forth out there like a crazy man.
Kent Lewis?
Yes, and he's so changed I hardly knew him.
Yes, I noticed that, too, when I saw him on the street a couple of weeks ago.
He seems awfully worried about something.
I'll call him in, Rita. Keeping him waiting isn't going to help any.
No.
Hello, Kent. Come in.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Christian.
That'll be all right now, Rita.
Yes, Doctor.
Sit down, Kent.
I can't, Doctor. I can't rest, even for a minute. I haven't slept in weeks.
Why, Kent...
It's true. There's nothing I can do but think. Think night and day.
Well, there are much worse habits, Kent.
I'm serious, Dr. Christian. The same thoughts go whirling through my brain until I think I go crazy. You're old. You're finished. You can't find work. That's what they say.
I see.
And it's true, Doctor. I am old and finished. I haven't been able to find any work since my clothing store failed. I'm finished, Doctor. I can't support my family. I'm a burden to them already.
How old are you, Kent?
42. A business failure and a burden at 42. That's a record, isn't it, Doctor?
No, Kent. You're still a young man.
Look at me, Dr. Christian. Can you honestly say I'm not old?
Your face looks older. Your eyes look tired. But there's a spirit behind them.
That's old, too, Dr. Christian. It's been beaten out of me. I hear the same thing wherever I go. He's too old. He's a failure. Till my strength and ambition are gone.
Did you ever stop to think you might be listening to the wrong people?
Oh, everyone says the same thing.
No, Kent. Not everyone. I say you're still a young man. You've been on top and you can be there again. You still have the spirit. Oh, call it youth, ambition, whatever you like. I'm going to bring it back again.
Can you, Dr. Christian? Can you?
I wish I had a little bottle of medicine to give you marked faith. Unfortunately, that is still something that patients must give the doctor.
I've had faith for months. I kept telling myself things would change. They haven't. I'm afraid there's no hope now.
Repeat my words tonight instead of those of others before you go to sleep.
Sleep?
Yes. And then come in the morning. And let me do all the aging until then.
All right, Dr. Christian. I might as well give you a chance. I'll be here about 9.
All right, Kent.
Oh, Mrs. Nelson is waiting to see you, Dr. Christian.
Grandma Nelson? Good, sure I am.
You can go right in, Mrs. Nelson.
Thank you, Rita. And how are you this fine day, Dr. Christian?
Well, that's what I'm supposed to ask you, Grandma.
Well, you know the answer to that. And why you make me come in here every 6 months just to tell me I look fit as a fiddle, I'll never know.
It's about the only chance we get for a visit.
Oh, nonsense, Paul. You know you're welcome at my house anytime you want to come. Say, Paul, wasn't that Kent Lewis just went out of here?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Goodness gracious, what's happened to him? He looks as drawn up as a whizzled tomato.
It's a strange ailment, Grandma. He's growing old before his time.
Growing old? What does he know about age? I'll be 71 my next birthday. You tell him to wait till he's brought up 7 children and helped rear 20 grandchildren and starts looking for great-grands. Then he can start talking about age.
Yeah, I should have turned him over to you.
You just tell him a man's no older than he thinks he is.
No older than he thinks he is?
Yes.
Yes, of course. Grandma, you solved my problem for me.
Solved what problem? Paul Christian, don't you talk to me in riddles.
The way to cure Kent Lewis. But I need your help.
My goodness, what on earth could I do?
Just go on being yourself.
Myself? All my 70 years?
Every single one of them. And when Kent realizes what you can do, why, Grandma, don't you see? It'll make him feel as young as a boy again.
Well, I'm willing. But I warn you, he'll have to have plenty of gumption if he's going to keep up with me.
That's just what I mean. Can you be here in my office at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning?
9 o'clock? Good gracious, by that time I'll have the beds made and the house dusted, my dishes washed, my grandchildren off to school, and half an hour to get ready in.
Good. I knew I could count on you.
Stopping the car here, Dr. Christian. There isn't a house in sight.
That's just the reason, Kent.
It's a beautiful day. There's no reason why a body should be sitting in an automobile.
That's right, Grandma.
We should be using these two good legs the Lord gave us.
You mean we're going to get out and walk again?
Well, we were just warming up in that last yawn, Kent.
Come on, Kent Lewis. Out you go.
But, Dr. Christian, you can't leave your car here.
Of course we can. There isn't a soul for miles around.
That's what I'd like, Paul, the countryside. Come on, Kent. Walk beside me.
You see that mountain there ahead?
Yes.
Well, that's the one we're going to climb.
All the way up there?
Well, fill your lungs with fresh air, Kent, and breathe deeply.
When you asked me to meet you in your office at 9 o'clock this morning, I didn't have any idea we were going on a hike.
Oh, if I told you the medicine would taste bad, you never would have taken it. This way, it's down before you notice it.
What do you mean, medicine? This is the most fun I've had in years.
Listen. That's thunder.
I do believe it is.
Well, there's nothing much we can do now but keep walking. Throw our shoulders back and enjoy it.
Yes, look. Oh, look, we can find shelter in that cabin up there.
Oh, let's see what it's like. Go on, Grandma. Yes. You lead the procession.
Come on, boys. I'll lead the way.
We'd better run for it. It's starting to rain.
Hurry up.
It has started.
Come on,
Kent. Let's run.
Well,
that was a narrow escape.
At least we made the cabin before we all got soaked to the skin.
How are you, Grandma?
I'm sort of winded, but happy. You know, it's real comfy in here.
I knew we should never have started walking. We should have stayed in the car.
And miss all this? Goodness gracious, not on your tintype.
Thank you.
Dr. Christian in?
Why, yes, he is.
Well, my name's Ted Nelson. Has my grandmother been here?
Why, no, Mr. Nelson. That is, not today.
Well, we haven't seen her since breakfast, and for the past 3 weeks she's been off skylarking with Dr. Christian and that Kent Lewis on some crazy jaunt.
Yes, I know. They went on another hike yesterday.
On a hike?
Dr. Christian said she wore him out. They walked 10 miles at least, and when they'd finished, she wanted to go nutting.
Now, see here. This whole thing's got to stop.
Why,
Someone to see me, Rita?
Yes, I'm here to see you, Doctor.
Oh, Ted. What can I do for you?
You can stop dragging my grandmother around on these silly excursions of yours. She'll wear herself out. She isn't a girl any longer.
Well, I wouldn't be too sure of that, Ted.
Oh, just the same. Our family doesn't approve of the way she's been acting.
Oh, she's been having a wonderful time.
Oh, a woman her age, it's disgraceful to us all.
If you ask me, Ted, I think she's a credit to the family.
Well, she's not. And from now on, she's either going to behave herself or we'll make a point of keeping her at home.
And that's unkind, Ted. I've been with your grandmother nearly every day for the past 3 weeks. She's stronger and happier than she's ever been before.
Oh, you needn't try to excuse yourself.
Oh, I'm not. I know this may sound strange, but a man's life depends on her.
Well, that's no problem of mine.
Oh, but it is of mine.
Well, I won't have you experimenting with her. You keep away from her, do you hear? And that's not a request, Dr. Christian. It's a command.
Well, that seems to settle that.
Dr. Christian.
Yes, Rita.
I don't like to bring you more bad news, but Mr. Lewis is waiting to see you.
Good. I'll see him in my private office.
But, Dr. Christian...
This is my problem now, Rita. And I'll have to solve it in my own way.
Yes, Doctor. Come right in, Mr. Lewis.
Thank you.
You can go right in the doctor's office now.
Thank you, Rita.
Oh, hello, Kent. Oh, well, I was hoping you'd drop in. Say, you're looking splendid.
Well, I don't feel splendid. My legs ache, my back aches. I can't keep this up, Doctor.
Oh, yes, of course you can. You're strengthening your muscles.
That's what a doctor would say.
That's because we know the symptoms.
I'll kill myself getting well. I'm afraid I can't keep pace with you and Grandma.
Oh, that's nonsense, Kent. It's nearly killed me too at times. But I'm not going to give her a chance to let me show her up, and I should say not.
I'm ready to admit she's won. I'm afraid your treatment's a failure.
No, Kent. You're younger right now, in spite of yourself, than when you came to see me 3 weeks ago. Well, your legs may ache, but there's color on your face now. Your blood is going back to work. You're beginning to look your age again. You're a young man, Kent.
Don't get up, Rita. I'll walk right in.
There she is now.
Good morning. How are you, Paul?
Oh, I'm fine, Grandma.
Good. And Kent, how well you look. One more week and you'll be a new man.
I'll have to be. I'm wearing this one out.
Oh. Well, what's the matter with you, Paul Christian? Why are you scowling at me?
Your grandson paid me a visit today.
Oh, I know it. I just saw him leave. But he didn't see me. I dodged him.
Well, he started me thinking, Grandma. Maybe I've been thoughtless. After all, you are 70.
Eh? What's that got to do with it?
Well, you mustn't try to do too much. Supposed to take a few days off.
And miss all the fun? Oh, no, not me.
Well, I do have other patients, you know, and I've been out of the office a great deal.
Nonsense. Our little trips are doing you good, too. So don't worry about me. I'm younger than both of you right now, and I'll keep on getting younger. I like it. And no grandson's going to stop me.
They can't keep you down, can they, Grandma?
Not on your life. How about going out to the old Ross place today?
But that's miles away.
Well, what do we care? We can take our lunch with us and make a day of it. I've always wanted to ransack that old house.
It's been vacant for years.
Oh, maybe we'll find a few ghosts.
Good. I've always wanted to meet one.
Yeah, that'll be more fun than going nutting.
Oh, we can go nutting, too, when we're finished at the old Ross place.
No, but you can't go in. The doctor is busy.
Yes, and I know who he's busy with.
Oh.
Well... I knew I'd find you here eventually.
Oh, why, Ted.
You young killjoy. So you did see me after all.
I think, Ted, you might have let Greta announce you.
I tried to, Doctor, but...
All right, it's all right.
Now, see here, you're coming home with me, Grandma.
I'm staying right here.
Listen to me, Ted. I'm still the doctor, and this is my office. I prescribe here, and I try to write good prescriptions. And as I told you before, your grandmother is needed in this one.
Oh, it's a lot of foolishness, that's what it is.
May seem so to you. I know and respect all the tenets of my profession, Ted. Good, bad, or indifferent. I never played false with Hippocrates' oath. My work is to ease people's suffering, to help them. My methods may seem strange at times, but I don't mind that if I feel I'm right.
Oh, what can a woman her age do?
Another word out of you, young man, and I'll take you across my knees and spank you.
She's doing a lot, Ted.
Yes, he certainly is.
If she still wants to help, I need her services.
I wouldn't think of quitting now.
Why don't you be fair, Ted? Come along with us today. Then you can see just what we're trying to do.
Come along with you? Why, where?
Oh, we're going out to the old Ross place.
Yes, come along, Ted. You'll feel right at home because after that, we're all going nutting.
Going nutting?
Yes, we are going to collect nuts, Ted. Bushels and bushels of nuts.
We have a brief intermission now before the next act of our Dr. Christian drama. And so, we present a guest who has something to say that we think will interest you.
We all know that many girls can't find the time and money to have their hair waved as often as they'd like to. I certainly can't. But a few weeks ago, I discovered a simple little trick that makes my waves last much longer and keeps my hair so much nicer looking that I'd like to tell you about it, too. All I do is just rub Vaseline hair tonic thoroughly on my scalp before I shampoo my hair. I massage plenty of it on and rub vigorously until my scalp feels soft and supple to my fingers. Then I steam my head for 10 minutes in towels wrung out in good hot water. Sounds easy, doesn't it? And it is easy, too. But what a difference in my hair. I honestly don't think it has looked as soft and lustrous since I had my first permanent wave. And not the least important part, to me at least, is the fact that my Vaseline hair tonic home treatment is as economical as it is effective.
Yes, Vaseline hair tonic does provide an ideal home scalp treatment for women. It readily supplements the natural scalp oils, tends to check dryness of the scalp and hair. It contains no harsh or drying ingredients, and it's very economical to use. The 40-cent bottle will give you several grand treatments and days of greater attractiveness. Get a bottle of Vaseline hair tonic today. Follow the simple directions enclosed with it, and you're on the way to better-looking, easier-handling hair all the year round. We return you now to River's End, and the story of Kent Lewis's back-to-youth cure, with Grandma Nelson setting the pace, and Dr. Christian practically exhausted himself with the goings-on. The scene is Dr. Christian's office. Rita Wells is there as Kent Lewis enters to find the doctor himself strangely missing.
Oh, hello, Kent.
You're a sight for sore eyes, Rita.
Oh, not me, Kent. You're the one. Why, you look like a new man.
I am, Rita. Completely made over. I didn't dream I could ever feel like a kid again.
Well, you certainly look it.
Is Dr. Christian in?
No, he isn't, Kent, and he's been gone for hours.
Rita, is something wrong?
No, I don't know. That's what's worrying me. He talked on the telephone and then went out without saying anything. He looked terribly upset.
That's funny.
Yes, he's never left before without telling me where he could be reached.
If you're really worried, Rita, I can start a search.
Oh, well, maybe you'd better, Kent.
Someone just came in.
Yes. Is that you, Doctor? Oh.
Yes, it's me, Rita.
Oh.
Oh, hello, Kent.
Hello.
Well, where on earth have you been?
Visiting Grandma.
Oh, is she ill?
No, I've never seen her in better form. When I reached the Nelson house, she was sitting in a window on the second floor with one leg dangling over the sill.
What?
Grandma?
Ted had locked her in her bedroom, and she was determined to get out.
Well, then she was the one who phoned you when you rushed out.
Yes, Rita. She told me she was going to crawl out of the window and slide down the rain pipe if you didn't unlock her door.
Oh.
It wouldn't surprise me if she'd do it.
It wouldn't surprise me either, Kent. Oh, I begged her to go back, but she wouldn't budge. If only you could have seen her. There she was, poised like an eagle, ready for flight, and twice as determined.
Well, didn't Ted know?
Not until I showed him and pointed to the window. And then he started shouting at her.
Did she go back in?
Back in? Oh, no, not Grandma. Every time he'd draw at us, he'd edge further out in the cell.
Oh,
but the doctor, what?
He finally agreed to release her, but I had to promise I'd never see her again. He said it would be my fault if anything happened to her now.
Oh, but why, Doctor?
Oh, because I... Showing her how much fun she can still have, I suppose.
It's not your fault, Dr. Christian. It's mine. You did all this for me.
No, it was my idea, Kent.
But suppose Ted doesn't let her out after all.
That's just what I'm worrying about, Guida. You can never tell what Grandma will do next. It's 9 o'clock, Rita. Let's close up. I'm tired.
All right. We have been busy.
No news from the Nelson house in 24 hours.
Well, maybe Grandma's decided to behave herself.
No, not if I'm any judge of character, Rita. Oh, if that's Grandma...
You're then... busy. This is Dr. Christian's office.
This is Kent. Is the doctor still there?
Yes.
Please ask him to wait. I'm coming right over.
Who was it, Rita?
Kent Lewis, and he seems terribly excited and upset.
Well, that's strange. Well, that can't be Kent now, already.
No, it's not. It's Ted Nelson.
I thought you promised me you wouldn't see my grandmother again.
Why, Ted, what do you mean?
You know what I mean. She hasn't been home since noon.
I haven't seen her, Ted. I gave you my word, and I've kept it.
Well, maybe she's gone to the movies.
Oh, I've called all the picture houses. She isn't at any of them. I've telephoned every place I could think of, and no one has seen her. You put all of these crazy ideas into her head.
Oh, this isn't getting us anywhere, Ted. It's late and dark. No woman of her age is safe wandering around at this time of night.
No, and it's all your fault.
I'll take all the blame. That's why I've got to find her.
Dr. Christian.
Oh.
Kent.
Why, Ted, what are you doing here?
Grandma's disappeared.
Then it does tie up.
What does?
Well, do you know where she is?
I might.
Where?
I happened to drive past the Ross place this evening.
Yes?
I noticed smoke coming out of the chimney.
But that Ross place is vacant. No one's lived there for years.
That's what seemed funny to me. Then I remembered something that Grandma said that day we all went out there.
Yes.
Of course. Of course, that's where she is.
At the Ross place? Well, what would she be doing out there?
Trapping a ghost or two. Oh.
Trapping a what?
A ghost, Ted. Grandma's heard the place was haunted and just wants to find out for herself if it's true.
You mean she's all alone in that deserted house?
Yes, and I'll bet that she's having the time of her life. Oh. Come on. My car's outside.
Oh, all the crazy, insane business.
Don't you want to come along, Rita?
Oh, goody, a ghost hunt on a dark night like this.
Come on, all of you.
Yes.
We may not exactly be ghosts, but Grandma is going to have some visitors. Here we are. Climb out.
Oh.
I have my flashlight here.
Dr. Christian, look at that roof.
Why, that's not smoke from the chimney. The house is on fire.
Yes.
Are you staying in the car, Ted, and drive back to town to help?
But if Grandmother is in there...
Well, you run up to the house, Kent, and break in.
Yes.
Waiter, come with me.
All right.
I'm not going to go and...
Do as I say, Ted. Get into town as fast as you can and notify the fire department.
Oh, all right, Doctor.
Hurry, Ted. You can't waste any time.
Dr. Christian.
What's the matter, Kent? Can you open the door?
No, it seems to be locked.
Well, why don't you pound on it?
Maybe she's gone home.
Oh, we can't take any chances.
No.
We must get inside and make certain.
Oh, poor Grandma, I do hope she's all right.
Wait. I'll toss this rock through the window. I can get my arm through now. Reach the lock.
Oh, hurry, please. Please, can't
you? Be careful of the broken glass, Kent.
I've got it. It's rusted, but... There she goes. Wait until I get my arm out.
Raise the window, Kent.
There.
Here. Let me go in first. Follow me and keep close. Rita, you stay outside.
Like fun, I will.
You'd better, Rita. It isn't safe. In a few minutes, this place will be an inferno.
Grandma Nelson!
Grandma! Grandma, where are you?
Can't stop an old house like this once it gets underway. It's a tinderbox.
Grandma Nelson, where are you?
Grandma!
What's that? What's all the
ruckus? Oh, thank heaven.
Oh, she's in the next room, Kent.
Oh.
Lying on the couch.
Grandma, are you all right?
Well, I lied down for a nap and... Poor Christian, what are you doing here?
The house is on fire, Grandma.
Oh, don't talk such nonsense. I got cold and piled some wood in the fireplace. What are you grinning about?
Oh, come on with me, Grandma.
You've come to take you home.
You're not safe here, Grandma. Come
on. Okay, Paul. When I was a young girl, I always wanted to camp out, but my family would never let me. So I thought I'd try.
Come on, Grandma.
Yes, now don't stop to talk. Oh, come on, dear.
Oh, goodness, I'm only half awake. Oh,
we'll have to hurry, Grandma.
Kent Lewis, are you here, too?
Take my arm, Grandma. All right, there you are.
Oh, thanks, Paul. I will. Rita, get on the other side of me. I'm plumb wore out.
Of course you are. Now, just lean on me.
I must have fallen asleep.
Now, come on. Just a little bit faster.
Oh, now, so you're the one who's hurrying me, Kent. Now, don't you tell me age is mental.
You're wonderful, Grandma. There isn't one woman in 100 who could have gone through what you've been through.
Here, Kent.
Yes? Help her with the windowsill.
And yes. I thought I was young again.
Now, be careful, Grandma.
Yes. Let me help you over.
I'll step over the windowsill myself, Kent Lewis. I'm not broken down that much. Good heavens, the house is on fire.
There. You're out of it all right. Come on, Grandma. We'll walk down the road together. Everything's all right.
Oh, no. Not me, Paul. I'm an old woman, and I'm worn out.
Well, I'll prescribe for you.
Call Christian.
A few days in bed, and you'll be fit as a fiddle.
I thought that was coming.
And we both learned that age isn't always mental.
There's something else I found out tonight that's disappointed me, too, Paul.
What's that, Grandma?
It's all a fake. The whole thing.
Why, what do you mean?
There wasn't a ghost in the place.
And so the curtain falls on another Dr. Christian drama starring Gene Hirschholt in his famous country doctor role. Mr. Hirschholt will be out in front in a moment to tell you something about next week's play. Meanwhile, may I say a word about the products that make the program possible? Whenever any member of your family gets a cut or a scratch or a minor burn or scald, treat it at once with soothing Vaseline jelly. For Vaseline jelly does three important things. It forms a protective film that helps keep infection out when the skin is broken. It soothes irritated surfaces, and it aids nature in healing. Remember, Vaseline jelly is the purest and best product of its kind that you can buy. Refined in the process of manufacture until it's so pure you can eat it. Look for the trademark Vaseline to be sure you get the genuine article. And for special uses, ask your druggist about Vaseline carbolated jelly, Vaseline borated jelly, Vaseline camphor ice, and Vaseline lip ice. And now, Mr. Hirschholt is coming forward. Ladies and gentlemen, we present Gene Hirschholt as Dr. Christian. What kind of a story have you chosen for next week, Dr. Christian?
Well, it's a story of Martha Doyle Martin. And when Maggie Doyle was so high and had a yellow curl right in the middle of her forehead, I had quite a crush on her. Today, with a grown-up family of girls, she's as attractive as ever. I called the play Change, and I recommend it to the whole family. Until next Tuesday night, the same hour then, I'll say good night.
Be sure to listen to Gene Hirschholt's Dr. Christian play for next week. It is called Chains. Your announcer, Andre Baruch. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.